Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the du'as that we encourage to read before sleeping. Today's hadith, Anil Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha atayta madja'aka fatawadda' wudu'aka lis-salah, thumma tajid ala shiqqaka al-ayman وقل اللهم أسلمت نفسي إليك ووجهت وجهي إليك وفوضت أمري إليك وألجأت ظهري إليك رغبة ورهبة إليك لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليك آمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت وبنبيك الذي أرسلت فإن مت مت على الفطرة واجعلهن آخر ما تقول متفق عليه. حضرت البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, when you go to bed, perform wudu as you would for salah. So the first lesson that we learn is before sleeping, one of the things that we should do is make wudu. And sleep in a condition of wudu is very great reward for a person that sleeps in the condition of wudu. So sometimes we sleep in negligence, ghaflat, person just goes to sleep after, and sometimes immediately after eating, which is not healthy also to eat and then go straight to sleep. But anyway, what we are taught that one of the etiquettes of sleeping is make wudu before you sleep. The other day we did one etiquette, is that a person dusts his bed, cleans his bed, he uses something to clean his bed, his bedding before he goes to sleep. Another thing we learn from here, from another etiquette we learn, today's hadith, is that a person should make wudu before you go to sleep. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, when you go to bed, perform wudu as you would for salah. Then lie down on your right hand side and say this dua. So the next etiquette we learn is that the person lies down on his right hand side and he sleeps, with the right hand under the right cheek and the left hand on top of his left leg. Person sleeps like this. So this is the sunnah method of sleeping. One other thing that we learn from here, ulama mentioned, is that when a person sleeps in this condition on his right hand side, then he doesn't go in a very, very deep sleep. He doesn't go in a very, very deep sleep, and it allows him also to wake up for tahajjud salat. Sometimes a person may have a back problem or may have a problem where he can't sleep for too long on the right hand side. Then at least start off on the right hand side, and then a person can change his posture so that he gets the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, that when you go to bed, perform wudu as you would for salah, and lie down on your right hand side, and make this dua that we just read now. Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk, wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk, wa fawwadtu amri ilayk, wa alja'tu dhahri ilayk, raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayk, la malja'a wa la manja'a minka illa ilayk, amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalt, wa bi nabiyika alladhi arsalt. So now this dua, what it means, oh Allah, what a beautiful dua, very, very beautiful dua, especially if a person thinks of the meaning, and he reads this dua, that oh Allah, I submit myself to you. Aslamtu nafsi ilayk, Allah, I'm submitting myself completely to you. Whatever is your order, whatever is your commandment, whatever conditions you're sending down, whatever is befalling me, Allah, I'm submitting myself totally to you. I'm happy with everything that you have commanded. This is what the person means when he's saying, I'm submitting myself completely to you. In other words, I got nothing, there's no steam that I'm moving on my own. Allah, everything got to do with you. I'm submitting wholeheartedly to you. In other words, he's renewing his Islam before going to sleep. Aslam tu nafsi ilayk. The next thing he's saying, wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk. Then, oh Allah, I've entrusted all my affairs to you. I've entrusted every type of affair to you. The next thing a person is saying, so wa fawwadtu amri ilayk. The next thing he's saying is wa fawwadtu amri ilayk. The first part is, oh Allah, I submit myself to you. I've entrusted all my affairs to you. Whatever affairs I got, oh Allah, I'm entrusting it to you. It's possible that I can, in other words, possible that I can pass away in the night. Something can happen to me. How many times do you hear people, in their sleep, they suffer stroke. So Allah, whatever affairs I got, oh Allah, I'm entrusting every affair to you. So this is that part of the dua. وَفَوَّضْتُ أَمْرِي لَيْكَ. I've entrusted all my affairs to you. وَوَجَّهْتُ أَجْهِي لَيْكَ. The second part, what it means, is, oh Allah, that I have completely turned towards you. Completely I have turned my attention towards you. I'm not turning my attention towards the bank manager. I'm not turning my attention towards some rich family friend. I'm not turning my attention towards anybody else, oh Allah. My attention is towards you. The third part, whatever matters that I have, O Allah, I've entrusted it to you. The next part is, وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ. O Allah, I've placed my back. In other words, I've placed my entire body in your protection. O Allah, this body of mine, I'm placing it in your protection. You protect me. And then goes on to say, رَغْبَةً وَرَهْبَةً إِلَيْكَ. In anticipation of your reward, and due to the fear of your punishment. Whatever I've done, whatever I'm saying, is why I'm saying it, why I'm doing it, is I'm anticipating, I'm hoping for reward from you, Allah, and out of fear for your punishment. In other words, person is going to sleep in this condition, that is not totally itminan. I'm not totally content that I'm 100% on the right, I'm going to end up in Jannah. Allah, I'm fearing you, and at the same time, Allah, I'm hoping for reward from you. Now this is a sign of iman. Al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. A person, he fears that he is, his iman is between fear and hope. In other words, he's fearing that I mustn't displease Allah Ta'ala, and he's hoping to get reward from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The next part of the dua, la malja'a wa la manja'a minka ilayk. There is no escape or no salvation from you except with you. This only can be with Allah Ta'ala. In other words, you are telling Allah Ta'ala there is no escape. This word we'll explain it just now, this malja'a wa la manja'a illa ilayk. For our quick understanding, what is the meant by malja'a? Malja'a is like a, for our understanding, like an emergency exit. When there's a fire, then you look for the quickest emergency exit and you run out. So there's no place of fleeing, O Allah, except to you. In other words, Allah, if I'm going to flee, I have to flee to you. I'm going to come. I can't run away from you. Person is running away from a thief or from a hijacker or some type of person is trying to harm him. He'll run away from that person. But, O Allah, there's no fleeing from you, but there's only going to you. That's what a person is saying in this dua. La malja'a. Wala manja'a. There's no place of sanctuary. Think of it, therefore, as a bomb shelter. People run into a bomb shelter. There's some sanctuary. There's bombs flying out outside or shoot out outside. We have taken some place of refuge in some safe place. This is called manja'a. So there's no place of fleeing except to you, Allah. And there's no bomb shelter. There's no place of refuge. There's no place of hiding, taking some type of safety, except to you. In other words, oh Allah, everything comes back to you. I can't run away also, and I can't take refuge except by going to you. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can be found with nobody else and no other place. And then a person says, Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalt wa bi nabiyika alladhi arsalt. Oh Allah, I believe in the book which you have revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Person is renewing his iman in Quran Sharif. Wallah, I believed in the book that you sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I believe in that Nabi that you have sent down. So in other words, he's renewing his belief in Quran Sharif and he's renewing his belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then went on to say, فَإِن مِتَّ مِتَّ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. If you have to pass away after reading this dua, then what will happen is you will pass away with iman. Pass away, person will pass away with iman. What a great benefit, what a great ni'mat. Person reads this dua and he happens to pass away, he pass away with iman. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, let these words be your last words before falling off to sleep. Before falling off to sleep, let these words be your last words and then you go to sleep. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Abu Dawud Sharif. So the third etiquette we learned, the first was performing wudu, second was sleeping on the right hand side, the third was engaging in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, making the masnoon du'as, and then going off to sleep. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.